Genesis chapter 5, please. Genesis chapter 5 tonight. Praise the Lord. God is good to us. We had, counting Miss Terry, we had 3 visitors this morning, man, and 1 baptized tonight. And y'all, we've got several that need to be baptized still. Lord willing, we'll get them in here next week. And let's stand together as we read in Genesis chapter 5, verse 21 and following. Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. How long did he live?
65 years.
No, Methuselah. Anybody know?
969.
He's the oldest man to ever live. 969 years. So Enoch was his dad. Enoch, verse 22, walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. I don't know if he started walking with God after he had Methuselah, because he realized, oh no, I'm a daddy now. But either way, I want to talk to you and preach to you tonight about walking with God. Yep. Let's pray. Father, use your word, please. I thank you for the blessings of the day already. Please, I pray, Lord, you'd fill us with your spirit. Oh Lord, meet the needs in every heart. Tender our hearts. May we lay aside, Lord, the pride and the vanity, and may we listen on purpose. May we come to you tonight with readiness of mind, with hunger and thirst for righteousness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. You can be seated. Enoch walked with God. Seems easy enough to understand. Seems plain enough. But the Bible has a whole lot to say about walking. The word walking and people walking, there's a lot in the Bible about walking. It's plain to say, well, Enoch walked with God, or somebody walked with Tanya, or Chris walked with Samuel, or it's just, well, they walked together. But there's so much more to this, and I'm going to try to draw this out tonight by the grace of God, and help us understand that there's a whole lot to do. This is a loaded verse. When the Bible says Enoch walked with God, it's saying a whole lot more than just the simple fact that they were walking together. God even walked in the Garden of Eden in the cool of the day, looking for Adam and Eve as they were hiding from him because of their sin. God even walked in the Bible says that Enoch was walking with God. In Genesis chapter 6, the very next chapter in verse 9, the Bible says that Noah walked with God. And so right away we see God walked, and we also see that Enoch, a human, not God, walked with God, and then we see Noah walked with God. So right away we see that walking with God is not something that only Enoch could do.
That's right.
It's not something specific to Enoch that Noah did it to. And listen, so can you.
Amen.
So can we. Genesis chapter 24, if you want to look over there, verse 40. Genesis 24, verse 40. The Bible has a lot to say about walking. Walking with God. Walking in verse 40 of Genesis 24. The Bible says here, and as he said unto me, the Lord, Abraham speaking here, he said unto me, the Lord, before whom I walk, will send his angel with thee, and prosper thy way, and thou shalt take a wife for my son of my kindred and my father's house, then shalt thou be clear from this oath. So Abraham walked before God, God walked before him, and there's walking there before God, God walking behind them, God walking before them. It's the same thing, really. I'm just trying to get you to see that this walking with God is more than just two people spending time together. There's so much more to it. Walking in God's sight with God. And it says in verse 40, and he said unto me, the Lord before whom I walk. Walking before God is allowing God's eyes to always be on you. Allowing God's sight to always be on you. Allowing or knowing the fact that you're walking before God. In other words, God's always watching.
Yeah.
walking with God, walking before God, walking in Deuteronomy chapter 1. Turn over there. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 30. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 30. Walking before God. Deuteronomy 1, verse 30 is interesting. The Lord your God which goeth before you. So we're walking now behind God. Walking before God, walking with God, walking behind God. The Lord your God which goeth before you, in Deuteronomy 1:30, he shall fight for you according to all that he did for you in Egypt before your eyes. Before your eyes. So you're walking behind God now. So there's walking before God, there's walking with God, there's walking behind God. And here in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 30, the children of Israel walking behind God, and they're letting God fight their battles for them. So see, there's a whole lot going on here when we think about walking with God. You could be behind Him, you could be before Him, you could be right beside Him, but what does it really mean to walk with God? Well, the first thing I want you to understand in the Bible, what the word walk means is more than just literally taking your little feet and going step by step. It's a reference to our everyday life.
Amen.
Your walk is your everyday life. Our walk is the way we live. That's what it means. You've heard people say your talk talks and your walk talks, but your walk talks louder than your talk talks. Well, because your walk is not you literally taking steps with your feet and your feet and your legs. It's your life. It's your behavior. It's your actions. It's your attitude. It's your thoughts. It's who you are. It's your walk. It's your person. It's your personality. And it's according to what we've already seen here in the last few minutes. Then, walking with God means to do all that I do while remaining in God's presence on purpose. I'll say that again, maybe. To walk with God, either before Him, behind Him, or with Him, I'm still in His presence on purpose.
Amen.
Now, Jonah fled from the presence of God. Is that possible? No. It's not possible.
Amen.
To flee from the presence of God. But you can forget that He's there. You can ignore the fact that He's there. But when the Bible says Enoch walked with God, Noah walked with God, Abraham, children of Israel, walked before God, behind God, they walked it on purpose in His presence.
Yeah.
It wasn't something that they were just doing. They were on purpose, walking on purpose in God's presence. Walking with God.
Yeah.
You're going to live anyway. You're going to do things anyway. You're going to behave yourself in a certain way anyway. You're going to tell the truth or lie anyway. You're going to have a clean mouth or a foul mouth anyway. You're going to do what you do anyway. But listen, walking with God is doing it knowing that I'm in God's presence and I put myself there on purpose. Walking with God. By the way, God never makes anybody walk with Him. But when you choose to walk with God, you choose to put yourself in His presence and you're aware of His presence on purpose and you know that He's there and you're walking with Him on purpose.
Amen.
My wife and I go on Friday nights. We go out with each other. We date. And sometimes we just go for a walk. Amen. Why not? But I'm doing it on purpose. It's not a mistake. I'm not just all of a sudden realizing, well, maybe there's a woman I can go walk with. No, I'm with my wife. I'm on purpose. I'm in her presence. I'm around her because I want to be on purpose spending time with her walking together.
Amen.
Walking with God is no different. Walking with God, you can never escape the eyes of the Lord, but you can live your life pretending that He's not around. You can pretend But that's not walking with God.
Amen.
Walking with God is living our lives, like I said, and doing what we do with the fact that God is right there, always on our minds. Did you hear what I said? The fact that He's right there is always on our minds. I'm telling you, there's such a difference between that kind of life and the life who thinks that they're going to get away and get out from under God and get away from God and flee from the presence of God so they can do what they want to do when He's not watching. Walking with God. The Bible has a lot to say about it. The fact that you know He's always there, it's on your mind, it's on purpose. The Bible describes this walk in several different places. So get your fingers ready. And this is just introduction briefly, okay? These are some definitions of what it means to walk with God. Deuteronomy chapter 23. Flip a few pages over. Verse 14. Deuteronomy 23. What does it mean to walk with God? Some different places, some different ways to look at it, different definitions. It means to walk knowingly in His presence. But what kind of walk, I guess is what I'm going to get you to see, what kind of walk will that produce in your life? Verse 14, Deuteronomy 23. The Lord thy God walketh in the midst of thy camp to deliver thee and to give up thine enemies before thee. Therefore, listen, shall thy camp be holy,
amen,
that He see no unclean thing in thee and turn away from thee. You know, a walk with God will produce a walk of purity, a walk in holiness, a life of clean living. If I walk with the conscious awareness that God is always with me, it's going to clean up my life. Listen now. Purity is still godly.
Amen.
Holiness is still what God requires. Be ye holy.
Amen.
For I am holy, He said. Not sinless, not perfect, but what does it say? Get all the uncleanness out of God's eyesight. Amen. That doesn't mean bury it and try to hide it. That means get it out of the camp.
Amen.
Get it out of the house. Get it out of your mind. Get it out of your heart. Get it out of your car. Get it out of your life. Because if you're going to walk with God, it requires a walk in purity. The Bible says He'll turn away from thee. He'll turn away from thee. And you understand something. He's there to deliver them from their enemies. I'm going to go. I'll say more about that later. But if you're going to walk with God, if you maybe this is a better put. I should say it this way. Let's do a little bit of self-examination tonight, and look at your life and say, am I walking in purity? First of all, I want to walk with God. I need to walk with God. His presence is always there. I need to be aware of it, consciously aware of it, on purpose, stay in His presence. Therefore, He's with me. He's around me. He's behind me. And so, if I'm going to do that, I must first of all walk in purity. Prodigal son ended up slopping the hogs. There's nothing clean about a hog.
Amen.
It's very dirty. It's very filthy. God's people ought not be dirty, filthy people.
That's right. Amen.
Both literally and spiritually, may I say that? God is clean, pure. He makes our sin whiter than snow.
Yeah.
He wants our lives to be holy. He says, get the sin out of the camp, or else I'm turning my back on you. Achan decided he was going to take the gold, the treasures from Jericho, and he hid it under his tent. And the very next battle the children of Israel went into, they lost. They had just defeated mighty Jericho. And then they went into Ai, and they lost a little bitty village of Ai, and they lost 30 men. And they came back, and Joshua fell on his face and said, God, what is happening? What is going on here? What are you trying to do to me? And he said, get up off your face. There's sin in the camp.
Yep. That's right.
You know, hey, listen, pay attention to me. You can pray all you want to, but if you don't get the sin out of your camp, yeah, prayer ain't going to do no good.
Amen.
Thank you, preacher.
Amen.
It ain't going to do no good.
Amen.
Until you get that out of your camp.
Yes, sir.
Walking with God is a walk of purity. I've got to hurry because I've got several of these. Look over in Psalm 26. Psalm 26. Verse 3. Walking with God. For thy loving kindness is before mine eyes. There it is. Before mine eyes. So I'm walking there right with God. I'm looking. So, and I have walked in thy truth. A walk with God is a walk in truth. Folks, listen to me. It's a walk in honesty. It's a walk in truth. It's a walk in honesty. The lips that are constantly lying lips will never be able to truly walk with God. Lips that are constantly trying to deceive other people, trying to live a double life. Truth is righteousness. God is truth. The Spirit of God is in all truth. Sanctify them, the Bible says, with thy truth. Thy word is truth. Walking in truth is walking according to the Word of God. In truth.
Yeah.
Honesty. Folks, walking with God is a walk in truth.
Amen.
Knowing that His Word is leading me. His Word is guiding me. His truth is helping me. And I must keep my life, my heart, my mind in truth.
Amen.
Not the world's truth.
That's right.
Thy truth.
Amen.
What does the world say is true? Everything that's untrue. You know, the world says that grace allows us just to do whatever we want to do. God says that grace teaches us to live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. That's what real grace teaches us. The world's truth is a lie.
Amen. Amen.
The world's truth says you can do it. You can earn your way to heaven. You can get baptized and wash away your sins. There's all kinds of truth out there in the world. But listen, the Bible says there's only one real, capital T, capital R-U-T-A, truth, and that's Jesus Christ. That is the Word of God. What does God have to say about it? You must walk in truth.
Amen.
If you're going to walk with God. Truth. By the way, the honesty, it'll come if you walk according to this book. Psalm 55. Psalm 55, verse 14. What does a walk with God produce in my life? It's going to produce purity. It's going to produce a walk in truth. Psalm 55, verse 14. I like this one. You better like this one or you got a problem. Psalm 55, verse 14. We took sweet counsel together and walked under the house of God in company. It's a walk in the church, amen. Hey, a walk with God means you're going to be in church because this is where God's house is. A walk with God means I'm going to walk in purity, I'm going to walk in truth, and I'm going to walk in church. This is going to be my house because this is God's house. I'm going to walk to church if I have to.
Amen.
You know, they used to, they still do in places around the world. They walk to church and they walk miles and miles and miles uphill in the snow, both ways, barefoot. But they do walk. But I'm talking about just walking in church, walking unto the house of God, where that, my life should revolve around church.
Amen.
I've tried to get you folks to understand that. It ought to be the center of my life. Well, what has church got going on? Okay, then I'll make my plans around that.
Amen.
Not the other way around. Because I'm walking with God, and that's the house of God, and that's the pillar and the ground of all truth. That's church. I'm going to be there. I'm going to walk in God's house.
Amen.
Walk with God. If you walk with God, it'll produce a walk in His house. Purity, truth, in church. The Word of God, the house of God. Psalm 84, verse 11. What does a walk with God produce? What kind of a person will it make you? Psalm 84, verse 11. Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. It'll be an upright walk. What am I saying? I'm talking about uprightly. You know, I remember when I first joined the military, the Navy. First get there that first night at boot camp, and they're teaching you to stand at attention. They're teaching you a lot of things, but they're teaching you to stand at attention. And it's not like this. No, it's get your shoulders back, suck your belly in, it was smaller then. And stand upright. Get your backbone, get your spine straight.
Yeah, man.
Act like you represent the United States of America.
Come on.
Wow, that's a really strong soldier there. He can't even stand up straight. I mean, that is upright.
Yeah.
Straight. You know, when you walk with God, you're going to have new boldness, new confidence, new assurance, new strength to stand up when everybody else is bowing down.
Yeah, man.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were among millions of pagans, and there was a 9, 10, 11 foot, 12, humongous, I think it was 90 foot tall statue of gold Nebuchadnezzar had built. I mean, that head had to be in the clouds. And Nebuchadnezzar said, when you hear the sound of the music and the dulcimer and the salt, bow down to the image. And everybody, as soon as they heard that music, they bowed and set for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know what they did? Is they stood uprightly.
Yeah, man. That's right.
When you walk with God, you're not going to bow down to everything the world bows down to.
Amen.
It's going to make you a stronger, it's going to make you a straight backboned Christian,
right,
instead of a slouching jellyfish.
Amen. Amen.
You know, there was guys that night, I remember there was a lot of guys who they were just on purpose lazy, rebellious. Well, it wasn't long before they had a toothbrush scrubbing the urinals. I refused. You know what I did? I stood up straight.
Yeah, amen.
I stood up straight. And listen, why do Christians bow down to everything? Why are we so rebellious when the Bible tells us to do something? When the preacher starts, you know, I want a church that can handle strong preaching. Oh, no, he's hurting. Come on, stand uprightly and realize God needs men and women to walk up toward right and honor Him and represent Him.
Amen, Pastor. Yes, sir.
A bunch of weak-kneed jellyfish. What good is that? That is a disgrace to God. Walking with God will get you to the place where you understand, this is my God. I'm going to stand right here. You're not going to move me. This is the one who saved me. I don't care what the world does. I don't care where they want to go. I'm standing right here with God.
Yes, sir. Yep.
It's an upright walk. Get your backbone straight.
Yep, that's right.
Men, be
amen.
Men.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Men.
Amen.
Amen. I got to hurry. I got a lot of this. Psalm 101. Psalm 101, verse 2. What does a walk with God produce in our lives? It produces purity. A walk in truth, a walk in church, an upright walk. Psalm 101, verse 2. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk, notice, within my house with a perfect... Now listen, this walk with God will produce a consistent walk. What do I mean by that? I mean, you know, when you go home, you still walk with God.
Yeah, man.
It says, I will walk where? Within whose house? No, God's house. Remember, we're walking in God's house too, but wait a minute. A walk with God, a real walk with God, produces a consistent walk even when I go to my house.
Yeah, man.
My house. Oh, but nobody, preacher's not here now. No, I'm not. And sometimes I'm sure I'm glad I'm not.
Amen.
But God is. God is. And a walk with God where you're always aware of His presence in, around, in front, behind. You're always aware and conscious and on purpose in His presence. It will be a consistent walk. You will be the same at home as you are in His house.
Amen.
Mm. Listen, this is Bible.
That's right.
Walking with God will make you a different person.
Amen.
You'll be consistent. I was just talking, I know, I think I do this every Sunday night, y'all forgive me, but every Sunday night when I'm preaching, I always refer to something that I talked to a Brother Amati about in our discipleship. I can't help it, I guess it's just there, but we were just talking about stewardship. You know what God requires of every Christian is faithfulness. And that helps encourage me, and it should help encourage you.
Yep.
You don't have to be me. I don't have to be you. You don't have to be her or him. You have to be faithful.
Amen.
You don't have to be rich. You don't have to be popular. You don't have to be beautiful. I'm cursed with... No, I'm just saying. Not, you don't have to be beautiful. You don't have to be anything but faithful.
Amen.
You don't have to be the best singer. You don't have to be the wear the best clothes.
Yep.
God requires us to be faithful.
Amen.
And that means consistent. That means the same tomorrow as you are today.
Yep, that's right.
Well, tomorrow is Monday, and I got to get up and go to work. I'm not saying it's going to be as pleasant as coming to church.
Yeah,
I'm not saying you're going to have the same amount of joy, but you ought to be the same person. It ought to come down to you still walking with God in His presence. And whether I'm at home, or I'm at church, or I'm at work, or I'm at school, I'm not going to go with the flow. I'm going to stand uprightly and be consistent in my walk.
Amen.
A walk with God will produce that in our lives. I will walk. It will say, it's a process of growth. It's a process of you and me understanding that no matter where I go, God's there, and I want to please Him in all things. Jesus said, "I please my Father in all things." Not just things where everybody else is looking, but in all things. In the bottom of my closet, there's nothing there that would disgrace His name.
Amen.
In my house, there's nothing there anywhere else. In my car, in my mind, it's nothing there. I'm walking in the perfect heart, even in my house.
Amen.
Consistently walking with God. Proverbs 13, quickly. Proverbs 13, verse 20. What does a walk with God produce in a person's life? When they're consciously aware of God's presence, on purpose they stay where God is. They stay in His presence. They stay alert and aware. What does it produce? A walk in purity, a walk in truth, a walk in church, an upright walk, a consistent walk. And Proverbs 13, verse 20, "He that walketh with wise men shall be wise." It produces a walk only with wise men. "But a companion of fools shall be destroyed." Listen now, a walk with God will produce you walking only with other wise men.
Amen. That's right.
Look in chapter 28 of Proverbs. Chapter 28 of Proverbs. I'm on the same one here. Verse 26. "He that trusteth in his own heart's a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered." You're walking only with wise men. You're walking wisely when you're walking with God. Look at Psalms chapter 1, verse 1. Go back there for a second. Most of you know this by heart. Psalm 1, verse 1. "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." That is not walking with the world, not walking with the fools, not walking with the scornful, not walking with the ungodly, not walking in the way of sinners, but walking only with wise men. And listen, the Bible doesn't say just a little bit. It says, walk not in their counsel. Walk not in their way.
Amen.
There's no gray area. You walk with wise men only, or you don't walk with them if they're not wise. If you find out that they're scorning your church, your God, your Savior, your Bible, and they're mocking and scoffing, listen, you don't walk with them. A walk with God, listen, will produce that.
Right.
You won't want to be around them.
Yep.
Because they're scoffing and mocking at the very God that you're walking with.
Yep.
Hey, listen, you start mocking and making fun and laughing at my wife, you and me are going to be at odds. I don't care who you are. We're going to be at odds. Because I walk with her on purpose every day. I want to. And you start laughing at her and telling me things about her that you... Listen, you and me are going to have a problem. Why do we let people laugh at our God and we just laugh with them?
Amen.
If you really walk with God, you only walk with wise men, not fools. This will make a different person out of you, won't it?
Yeah, man.
You only walk with wise men. I'm hurrying. I've only got 10 more. Just kidding. Proverbs 19, verse 1. You walk only with wise men. A walk with God. And this is closely related to the others, but I still want you to see it. Proverbs 19, verse 1. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Look in chapter 20, verse 7. The just man walketh in his integrity. Notice, his children are blessed after him. What does integrity mean? It means the essence of honesty. It means that no matter whether I'm broke or not, I'm not going to get out of God's will. I'm going to stay honest about what God has for me. I'm going to be I'm going to be a man, a woman of integrity. I'm going to be dependent upon. You can trust me. I'm going to be consistent. Like I said, it goes with a lot of the others. But I want you to see the fact that your children are blessed.
Amen.
When you walk in integrity. What do you want for your children's lives? Walk with God. Walk in integrity. Don't be a two-faced scam artist.
Amen.
Walk in integrity.
Right.
If you're going to say something to me, if you're going to give me your word, keep it.
Amen.
Integrity. Even if it means being poorer than the next guy. Oh boy.
Yeah,
it comes down to who are you walking with, God or mammon?
That's right.
Who are you serving, God or money?
Yeah,
integrity is, well, God has brought me to this place. I still think about Miss Amber and her choices for jobs. You know, she passed over a lot of jobs because they were making her have to work on church days, church nights. She passed them over. And she was frustrated for a while, right? But God gave her a schedule where she could be here faithfully in every service.
Amen.
She had to pass over other things. Listen, I'm just saying that's what we have to get to. Where nothing in this world is going to take me away from walking with God. Walking in integrity. And when you get to that place, your children are going to be blessed after you.
Yep. That's right.
Some of you don't have children yet. But you may one day. You may, and listen, and you children, you those of you who have parents and children, you better be praying God keeps your parents walking in integrity. Walking with God.
Amen.
By the way, children, don't be a stumbling block to your parents.
Amen.
Can that happen? Oh, yes, it can happen. Nothing will discourage a parent more than a rebellious child. Nothing. It also means to walk in the Spirit. Don't turn over there. I'm out of time. I got a couple things left here, but walking with God means to walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5:16. The Bible says, "Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Walking with God is walking in the Spirit, church. What does that mean? That means letting the Spirit of God control me. Letting the Spirit of God control my thoughts, my speech, my behavior, my actions. Letting God fill me to overflowing. When I'm full of one thing, I can't have anything else in there. Right?
Yep, ma'am.
Isn't that what the fool means? If I'm full, I can't have anything, nothing else fits.
Yep.
Kind of like Brother King when he had a goat head on his plate. He said, "Oh, I'm full. Nothing else fits." Amen. What a perfect illustration. Thank you, God. But listen, filled with the Spirit, that's what it means. I'm filled with the Word of God. I'm filled with the truth of God. I'm filled with the Spirit of God. I'm filled with God's presence. I know He's there. He's in me. He's filled me. I'm walking with Him. He's walking with me. He's in front of me. He's behind me. He's all over the place. He's everywhere I know. I'm walking with Him. Listen, I don't want to do what the flesh wants to do. I don't want to do what the lust of these stinking eyes want to do. I want to be filled with God's presence so I can please Him, so I can walk in the Spirit.
Yeah.
The Bible says to be not drunk with wine where it is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Wine, when you get drunk with wine, it controls you. It controls your speech. You start slurring, you start talking like an idiot. It controls your eyes where you start looking. It controls your muscles. It overcomes you.
Yep.
God compares being filled with the Spirit to being drunk. Why? Because He wants you to be under the influence of the Holy Spirit of God every day, all day of your life.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Walking in the Spirit. It's also, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, a walk with God will produce in me a walk in the Spirit. Also, 2 Corinthians 5:7, a walk by faith. We walk by faith, not by sight. Folks, there's a lot in the Bible about walking. Walking by faith, not by sight. Walking by what the Bible says, not by what we see. We just preached on that not too long ago. I won't belabor that point. But when you walk with God, it will make you a different person. Now, I want you to see with me the advantages. Obviously, these should be enough advantages for you. But so to speak, sell you on walking with God by all the benefits that's going to make you a different person. In your heart as a Christian, you ought to desire to walk in truth and filled with the Spirit, walk in faith, walk uprightly, walk with wise men. Those things ought to be part of your desire as a Christian. If they're not, then you're not walking with God.
Yeah, man.
But when you do walk with God, not only are you going to be changed, but God is going to get more involved in your life in very specific areas. Turn with me to Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 14. Not only are you going to be changed, but God is going to get more personally involved in your daily life. Exodus chapter 14, verse 21. Well, let's read in verse 19. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them, before them and behind them. The pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them, but it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. Moses, in verse 21, stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. Look in verse 22. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Listen to me. When you walk with God, when God's in front of you, God's behind you, God's with you, God's there, you have a great amount of God's demonstrated power in your life.
Amen.
Power.
Amen.
The walls of the Red the waters of the Red Sea became walls, one on the right and one on the left, and the ground was dry.
Yeah, man.
God's power was demonstrated, was proven to them by parting that Red Sea. And listen, He did it because they were walking with Him. He was there in the pillar of cloud, the pillar of fire. He was behind them. He was in front of them. And they walked with God and they saw God's power.
Amen.
God's power. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Walking with God, walking in faith, gets God's power involved in us not just coping, but overcoming. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. There's only one God.
Yep.
There are who knows how many soldiers of Satan, armies of darkness. One God is greater than all of them.
That's right.
One living God.
Amen.
You know, there's no way they were going to get across that Red Sea. They were real people with real problems. That's all we are.
Yep.
Real people with real problems. And if we don't have God's power, what are we going to do?
Amen. Come on.
We're going to be overcome. God was with them. God's power parted those waters because He was with them.
Amen.
They weren't perfect. Far from it. They were whiners and complainers, and they were good Baptists. But God's power showed up on their behalf because He was with them. They were with Him. His power led them out of Egypt, saved them, and then parted the waters. His power parted the waters. It's a beautiful picture of salvation out of Egypt and then baptism in the Red Sea. His power parted the waters so they could walk across a wall on once and then and dry ground. They'd have to slop through the mud.
Yeah, man.
Can you imagine how muddy that was at the bottom of the Red Sea? How deep that mud went, but it was dry.
Amen.
You need God's power.
Amen.
None of us can say, well, I don't need God's power. If you need God's power, then you need to walk with God.
That's right. Amen.
On purpose. Every day.
Amen.
Consistently. God's walking with God gives you very direct access to God's power. Because He enjoys proving Himself powerful to those that walk with Him. I want you to understand, when Enoch walked with God, the Bible says he was not because God took him. That's a beautiful picture of the rapture, power of God.
Amen.
Elijah walked with God in a whirlwind and came down and knocked Elisha over, and a chariot of fire came down and picked up Elijah. Listen, God's power is there available to those that walk. Listen, secondly, walking with God also is the only way you're ever going to make progress in your Christian life. Are you frustrated with the fact that you're not growing? Looking at chapter 14 there in Exodus verse 29. The children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea. The waters were a wall unto them. They walked on the right hand and on their left. Look over in verse 15. The Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. They were there, the Red Sea in front of them, the armies of Pharaoh behind them. Listen to me. The only way they were going to ever make progress, the only way they were going to go forward is to walk with God. In His power, making progress forward. Are you growing? Do you know more now than you did a month ago? Are you more excited about God than you were a month ago? Are you growing? Is your faith stronger? If you walk with God, it will be.
Amen.
And that's the only way that it will be. I could teach you doctrine and I could preach to you until I'm blue in the face, and I normally do. But it's not going to make any difference in your life unless you are personally walking with God.
Amen. Yes, sir.
You won't progress. You won't progress. You won't grow. You won't move forward.
That's right.
It's the only way. You've got to walk with God to see God's power, to make progress in your life. God's people ought to always be moving forward.
Amen.
You ought to know more about the Bible now than you did a month ago.
Amen.
Now, Shaterica, you don't have a month ago. But if you're going to grow, Cassandra, if you're going to grow, it's going to be walking with God.
Amen.
Some of you still haven't learned this. And you're just kind of plateaued. And you know, can I say something to you? There's no such thing as plateauing in the life of a Christian.
Amen.
You've got forces of hell pushing against you constantly to go back, go back, go back into the world, go back into darkness, go back into sin. You've got all the forces of hell pushing on you. You've got God's Holy Spirit pushing the other direction.
Yep.
If you stop walking with God, you're not just going to plateau, you're going to go backwards.
Right. Amen.
There's no stopping.
That's right.
You've got to go forward or you're going to go backwards.
Amen.
Will you please believe me when I tell you this? Growing in grace in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You're either growing better or you're growing bitter.
Yep. That's right. Amen.
You're not stopping in the middle. The only way to make progress, to go forward, is to walk with God. You'll see His power. You'll make progress as a Christian. Listen, don't you want to grow? Don't you want to be a better Christian? Don't you want to have more faith to believe God more? Don't you want to know more about God? Don't you want to... Listen, I am seriously concerned about Christians nowadays. They don't have any hunger just for the Bible.
That's right.
I mean, it's like they got to be entertained. What's wrong with the Bible?
Yeah, man.
Nothing. Except you're not walking with God.
Yep.
And instead of hungering and thirsting and digging deeper into those unsearchable riches, there's no bottom to that mine or that well. There's no end to that, those riches. Instead of digging deeper and deeper and deeper, you're just kind of going backwards. Why? Because you're not walking with God.
Yeah, that's right.
You're not growing. You're not living your life in the very awareness, conscious awareness that God is with you everywhere you go. You're not acting. You're not walking uprightly. You're not walking in truth. And all of those things, you're not making progress. I read it to you. Verse 29, look there. The children of Israel walked upon dry land amidst the sea. The waters were a wall. Verse 30, the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. Listen, the only way you're going to have the fullness of God's protection is to walk with God.
Amen.
Because stop right here and think about this. When you walk with God, you are in the center of His will. And you are in the center of His hedge of protection. You don't have to understand what I'm saying to you. You have to, by faith, believe the Bible.
Amen.
Spiritual growth is not understanding everything. It's believing the Word of God. That's what faith is all about. You'll understand it after you believe it. You'll understand, listen, the Bible says that the Lord will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. The knowledge will come after you believe.
Amen.
After you believe and you trust God and then you obey, you'll see why He said to do that and then you'll understand more so.
That's good.
Faith produces obedience. Obedience produces more understanding and then more hunger for more of God, which grows your faith. It's a walk with God.
Amen. That's good. Amen.
Do you have? Are you in the hedge of protection? Your children, are they protected? Your marriage, is it safe? Your money, your belongings. No, they're still going to get attacked, but is it safe? Is it protected where God wants to? Or are you just out there on your own on some island in La La Land where God is nowhere around and you're just hoping that you're strong enough to make it to the next day? You're a fool. Protection comes from God, and He's the only one that can keep us safe. The whole army of Egypt was dead in that sea, and the children of Israel saw it, and they knew. God did this.
Amen.
God did this. Walk with God.
Amen.
There's power in walking with God. There's progress. There's protection. Don't get me wrong now. There's still peril. Verse 23, the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea. I mean, the Egyptians were hot on their heels. There's still danger. Brethren, the Bible says that in the last days perilous times shall come. Dangerous times. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, unthankful, unholy, disobedient to parents. From such turn away, ever learning, never ever come to the knowledge of the truth. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Dangerous time. Dangerous men. Dangerous people. And listen, the peril doesn't stop because we walk with God. But listen to me, in midst of that peril, there's protection. In midst of that peril, there's peace, knowing Amen. That I'm in God's will.
Amen. That's right.
I'm in God's will. I'm doing what God has told me to do. I'm spending time with God. I'm walking with God. I'm not allowing this world to pull me away. I've got peace. I'm in the center of God's will. Even though the peril continues, the armies of Egypt are still chasing me, hot on my heels. I have peace. I have protection. I have the power of God because I'm walking with God.
Amen. That's good. Amen.
Nothing can harm me unless God wants it to. That's peace.
Amen.
Peace. We sang the song, "It is well with my soul." We sang the song about though Satan should buffet, those trials should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate
Amen.
And has shed His own blood for my soul.
Amen.
Let Satan do what he will. I'm okay. I'm in the will of God. I'm walking with God. And it's well with my soul.
Amen.
I'm done. Walking with God will change you. Walking with God will get God more involved in your life. Turn to Proverbs chapter 28, verse 18. Proverbs 28, 18. Whoso walketh uprightly, in integrity, in the Spirit, by faith, in purity, in truth, in church, consistently, only with wise men. Whoso walketh that way shall be saved. I'm not talking about your soul. I'm talking about the rest of the verse. He that is perverse in his ways shall fall at once. I want you to understand something. When the Bible says whoso, that means whoso. When the Bible says whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, that means there's no exceptions to that whosoever.
Amen.
When the Bible says whoso walketh uprightly, means there's no exceptions to that whoso. It could be saved or lost.
That's right.
Because the scripture, the context is not spiritual salvation, soul salvation. It's physical, in this life, present world salvation. Not falling into sin. What does the rest of the verse say? But he that's perverse shall fall.
Yep.
Fall. Does that include a Christian? You better believe it does. Walking with God uprightly, in truth, honestly, with integrity, in church, with only wise men. Those things will keep you safe in the midst of the peril, in the midst of the Egyptian army, the chariots, the evil, the Red Sea, power, protection, peace in the midst of peril. Walk with God.
Amen.
Consistently.
Yeah.
Consistently. Let's bow our heads tonight. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Oh God, we come to you tonight needing to repent, needing to humble ourselves at your feet. Dear God, we are so thankful for Jesus, our Savior. Lord, we're so thankful for your word, for your warnings, your will for our lives. God, would you help us to have ears to hear what your Spirit has said tonight, to walk, to live, to act, to spend our days consciously aware of your presence with us, spending time with you on purpose. Lord, would you please help us to understand what it really means tonight? Oh, there's so many blessings, so many privileges, benefits of walking with our Father. Please speak to our hearts tonight. Please, God, bless this invitation. Tonight, as we still our hearts before God, I want you to think about something. We're not in heaven yet, but we can walk in this life as if we were there. What do I mean by that? I mean, when we get to heaven, we're going to be with God literally forever. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I can't wait. But you know, you can walk with God every day here. God's designed it that way. How about it tonight? Let's all stand to our feet. The altars are open. You come. The Lord spoke to your heart.